Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And in the studio with me is the program coordinator for Cincinnati Computer Cooperative, an organization that is trying to bridge the digital divide of those kids who have access to computers and those who do not. Daniel Meek is here to talk about the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with the origin of the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. I know you've been around for a number of years and have been working on this mission to bridge the digital divide. How did it all begin?
Cincinnati Computer Cooperative first came from Crayons to Computers, which is a local organization that takes donations and then redistributes stuff for local schools. We grew out of the computer side of that, in that, you know, we had the technical expertise and created our own company to provide the computers for that program. And we actually still work with them quite a bit. And then the other part of that is when we were first getting started, and this was about 10 years ago, we had a lot of help from GE Elfin, and they were a monumental part of getting us started.
So where do these computers come from, these computers that you find to donate to schools and nonprofits and individuals?
They come from all over. So local businesses, schools, individuals, community groups. So pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. And so these are basically recycled computers, if you may, recycled and then refurbished?
Yeah, we take old machines, we refurbish what we can, we recycle the rest of them.
So you pick and choose the parts, cannibalize one to make sure they all work as it goes along. Well, I would imagine a lot of folks are getting rid of older computers. I mean, are these older computers still helpful in this, you know, in the digital age where things seem to change, you know, moment to moment?
Right. I mean, obviously, we're always wanting the newer machines, but the older machines, we get a little bit of money for recycling them, which then helps offset our costs for our the rest of our operations.
Oh, so some of those you don't, the computers that are donated to you, you're not always refurbing, but sometimes just recycling.
If somebody donates an old Pentium 3, that's not going to be very helpful in somebody's hands. So we still make good use of it because we'll recycle it, we'll keep it out of the landfill.
But some of those, still some of the parts from the older computers can still be used, I would imagine, RAM and stuff.
To some extent. The thing is with RAM and other peripheral devices, they tend to be generational. And so if it gets too old, then it's not usable on a newer machine.
So who benefits from the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative?
We've got three basic programs. We have a Computers for Home program. So individuals can qualify by being senior citizens, students, or low-income families. And they can purchase machines. Then we also have a program for schools who can also purchase machines. And then we also work with nonprofits, which we sometimes do donations, and sometimes they can purchase, depending on what exactly they need and what we have available.
And how many people have been benefiting in the 10 years or so that the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative has been around?
I don't have the numbers for 10 years, but last year, 2011, we did 658 computers that went out to the community. This year, we're already at 653, and we haven't hit our Christmas rush. So I'm expecting about 800 or more machines going out this year.
So there still is, in this wired world, a big demand for folks who are on the wrong side of the digital divide.
Right. There's a lot of people, especially students, who, you know, sometimes it's just bad luck where you're, you know, you have a computer and it dies and you don't have the money to replace it right away. Other times, you know, a lot of our customers have been they save up for these machines for several months before they can get it. It's one of those things where it's a goal that they've worked towards. And, you know, and then we try and provide the best machine that we can for them.
And I was noticing on your website, you can find a link to the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative website at our website, wvxu.org. But as I was cruising that, I saw some of these refurbished computers are really very economically priced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a basic system for $75, and we have a deluxe system for $150. And that includes everything. That's monitor, speakers, keyboards, mice, antivirus, operating systems, productivity software. You know, we give you everything you need to get going. So,
well, if someone wanted to be involved and had computers to donate, well, what do they need to do?
We have weekly donation hours, Wednesday evening from 6 to 9 and Saturday mornings from 9 till noon. For businesses, they can call and request times to donate other than those for larger donations. Yeah, we take pretty much anything. So long as it's computer related, we'll take it and we'll either reuse it or recycle it. We try to reuse everything that we can, though.
Yeah, but recycling is a part of it, and you recycle the electronics beyond computers. But there are some things you don't take, I noticed, as well, on your website.
Yeah, there are a couple of things, mostly AV-type equipment, so old televisions, like the old CRT televisions we cannot take. We can take the newer flat-panel TVs. Even if it's broken, we can take it and recycle it. Because, you know, it's basically the same thing as a flat-panel monitor, so we can recycle it that way. But, you know, old audio equipment we can't take, VCRs we can't take. But there is a growing number of stuff that we can take, thankfully.
Well, as it has been growing, do you see an ebb and flow of this need here, and especially in our community? And where does the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative serve? What is the region that it serves?
We serve the greater Cincinnati area. Pretty much anybody could technically purchase a computer from us, but we don't have any shipping. So it's mostly a matter of how far are people willing to drive to get to us. But we get people as far out as Dayton and then kind of way out on the east side of Cincinnati. I had a lady actually this last Saturday who said she drove from 25 miles east of Milford.
Wow.
To come out and get to us, which... that's a drive.
And the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative is not only about providing the hardware, but a little instruction as well, because you just don't hand a computer to somebody who needs it and say, here you go.
Correct.
You try to help them out a little bit.
Yeah, we do try and provide as much support and training as we can. Training is something that I'm hoping to really push forward in the future. Currently, we have just a basic class. When you come to pick up your computer on a Saturday morning, you have the option to take a class, and we'll show you how to hook everything up, how to use the antivirus that comes with it, basic safety tips, because, I mean, a lot of people, it's their first computer, and, you know, they don't know that Nigerian prince isn't really a Nigerian prince.
Yeah, right. So,
yeah, we try and do some basic education out there to keep them safe on their machine as well as being able to use it. Then on top of that, you know, all the machines come with a one-year warranty, 2 years of support. When they need a repair, we just charge $20 for a repair if it's not under the hardware warranty, which is by far the cheapest repair you could ever get out here.
Yes.
So, yeah, we try and back it up as best as we can, too. Yep.
So what kind of help are you looking for beyond contributions of old computers?
Yeah, well, we're volunteer-based. I'm the only full-time employee. We have a very active board of directors who actually, everybody on the board of directors has a active role in the company, which is kind of different for a nonprofit. And then I'm full-time manning the phones and doing some other things. And then everybody else is all volunteers. We have a core team of volunteers that we call team leaders. And they're in charge of different areas of the operation. And then, you know, we've just got our regulars who come in every week who, you know, they're phenomenal. They're fun to work with. They're great. And then UC students, we get tons of them. Just 2 weeks ago, I had 25 UC students, and I actually had to turn more of them away.
Wow.
Because we just had so many of them coming to help, and we just didn't have enough places for all of them. But that being said, there are always spots available. We're always looking for new people to come in and donate their time. Anything from cleaning keyboards to sweeping up shop, up to more technical things with, helping troubleshoot problems with machines or customer service oriented positions. We need it all. So.
Well, we just have a moment left, but I wanted to also offer the reassurance. I noticed that if you do decide to contribute a computer, Cincinnati Computer Cooperative is very careful about making sure any personal information or any proprietary information is erased so that no one can have their identity stolen, correct?
Yeah.
Well, appreciate your good work in the community.
Well, thank you.
Daniel Meek, the program coordinator for Cincinnati Computer Cooperative. You can find out about donating your computer or recycling some of your electronics or volunteering for the organization or acquiring a computer, too, by visiting their website. You'll find a link on our website, wvxu.org. That's the Cincinnati Computer Cooperative.